traditionally the last man staying in Bushey stood in this area. Historian and folklorist Ernest Marwick records that it stood at a point between the Husby Mill and the Loch O'Sabiston, so in the lower lying ground to the west of the loch. Perhaps referring to the same location, folklorist George Marwick records the tradition of a Magnus resting place at the Now of Norton, also to the west of the loch. Given the low-lying nature of the ground immediately between the mill and the loch, it is certainly possible that the route and resting place followed the higher, drier ground nearer to the farm of Norton. The Now of Norton was excavated in 1866 and was found to contain the remains of a large Iron Age building, a broch, and a kist cemetery. Most of the stone was removed prior to 1882 for building purposes. The site, prior to excavation, is described by Stephen as being a beautiful green knoll about 10 feet high in the centre, with stones cropping here and there through the turf. Could one of these outcropping stones have been the man's stain? It is not possible to know, but the traditions indicate a resting place in this area, and this is the most likely place given the topography and history. A small chapel and burial ground, similar in date and purpose to that at Kirbister, once stood in a field west of the farm of Lower Biggings, the farm you recently passed at the sharp turn on the track, though all traces of this are now removed. It's interesting to think that the chapel would have been close to the route taken by the procession carrying Magnus's shrine from Bushey to Kirkwall.